Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Listener, have you heard of Mood.com? They sell federally legal weed gummies, everything you'd expect from a dispensary, and shipping it right to your door. Zero pants required. I'm serious. You can now get high-quality, 100% federally legal cannabis products delivered right to your door without ever leaving your couch. And you can get $30 off your first order at Mood.com/Obscura. And enter code Obscura. Mood partners with small American farms to bring you amazing high-potency THC gummies, home-baked cookies, top-shelf flower, vapes, and more. All third-party lab-tested and backed by a 100-day guarantee. No dispensary lines, just clean, quality, 100% federally legal THC from their farms to your couch. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as I mentioned, listeners get $30 off their first order with code Obscura. So, head to mood.com/Obscura, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code Obscura when you check out to save $30 on your first order. Listener, as a new father, one of the things on my mind a lot recently is the idea of shelter. If you're a longtime listener, then you know this is a subject I consider a lot. And I mean it both in a literal sense, as a home, a house, a structure, and as a concept. Providing a sense of shelter for your loved ones can be one of the greatest gifts you can offer. To be someone's rock in hard times and strife, that's something that's hard to place a value on. If you're an adult with a child, other than love, shelter should be your first priority. Today's episode starts with the voice of a vulnerable person, a daughter whose father has failed to provide for her a feeling of shelter. When I hear her voice in fear and stress, it hurts. It hurts something deep within my core, something that's hard to place, but pierces through nonetheless. All right, let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Kentucky, April 26th, 10:30 p.m.
911 operator Meriwether, where is your emergency?
Lincoln Avenue.
That's Lincoln Avenue, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
What's your name, ma'am? And what's your phone number? Tell me exactly what's going on.
So my dad started banging on the door. Him and my mom were having an argument. And he threatened to kill himself, and he went downstairs, he took a gun, we all heard, it's three of us in my room right now, and we're scared, not only for his safety, but for everybody else in the house.
Yeah.
We heard what is to be assumed to be begun being cop.
So you're saying you heard the guns go off?
Not go off, but like,
you heard him get the gun?
Yeah, and he was extremely drunk.
Okay, what's your father's name?
Daniel Gish.
How do I spell his last name?
G-I-S-H.
What race is he?
White. Male.
And you said that he is drunk right now and he has a gun?
Yes, ma'am.
What's he wearing?
What is he wearing?
What just happened, ma'am? Did he just shoot someone, ma'am?
He shot the Ford. He shot outside.
Okay, I need you to answer what he's wearing.
What is he wearing? We don't know.
Okay, I need you to get yourself... He's wearing an orange what?
An orange t-shirt and an orange jacket.
I need you guys to try to get somewhere safe. Where can you get?
In the closet in the door.
Okay, are there other people there with you?
Yes, ma'am. There's my mom and her friend.
Okay, are you all able to get yourself to get in the closet or get away from where you all are?
No, we're not able to.
Okay. With him having a gun, I need you to try to take a deep breath and try to keep yourself as quiet as you can so that he cannot get to where you are. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to get them there to you, but like I say, try to keep yourself as quiet as you can. And when he shot into the floor, nobody was hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Where is he in the house? You said he's in the basement?
No, he was in the kitchen. We're not sure where he's at right now.
Okay, so you and your mom and her friend are in the bathroom?
We are in the bedroom. We are in my room.
Is your door able to lock?
It is locked, yes.
Okay, they're already on their way. I just want you guys to try to stay in there and stay safe. I'm going to stay on the phone with you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
We enter the scene from a police body cam.
You want to answer now?
Yeah.
The streets of a suburban neighborhood, bathed in the yellow glow of street lamps. It's close to 11 p.m. and dark. Outside of other light pollutants speckling the horizon, the space between each glowing street lamp might as well be the inky black visage of space. There are your usual cracked sidewalk streets, striped alongside manicured green lawns and driveways filled with random vehicles. The officer we tag along with walks through the parking lot of a small business to get to the residence in question. The officer is armed with a shotgun. It sways in the view of the camera with each step.
Push.
There are three officers in total, each armed, each with tense shoulders and a look of deep concern, perhaps fear. For a moment, the officers sit behind some bushes in a small building right behind the home they are responding to. Only the ambient sounds of the night and the crackling of their radios.
Front bedroom on the right side of the house.
It should be two down, right? It's 11:14, right?
Suspect.
Your car running. Maybe it might have been his car. He came running from this one.
You want to clear this car?
The man from the call, the girl's father, exits the home, and this springs the police into action.
Hey, show us your hands, please!
Come
on, Baker. Put your hands out the window!
Hey, fuck you! Hey, I got a gun!
The man's name is Daniel Gish. He's 55 years old, intoxicated, and he has a handgun pointed directly at his temple. Earlier in the night, he told his wife in front of his daughter that he was going to kill himself. He then fired a round from his gun into the floorboard of their home, their shelter. When his daughter called the police, her father beat on the door and threatened her. Now, back to Mr. Gish, who, if you recall, has a gun to his head.
Hey, drop the gun! Drop the gun!
Rifle here.
Yep, on you. Hey, drop the gun!
No! Fuck you!
Just drop it, man.
This is my goddamn house!
What's going on, man? Talk to me!
My goddamn house!
Talk with me! Talk with me! Talk with me, man!
I'm not ready to do it!
Daniel!
Stand the fuck down!
Drop the gun, man. Do me a favor. Drop it for me, man.
No.
Please.
Daniel,
my name's Jacob.
Turn your goddamn lights off because I'm
Daniel. Daniel, my name's Jacob, man. My name's Jacob.
Turn your goddamn lights off.
What's going on, Daniel? What's going on? Tell me, man. What's going on? Talk with me, man.
Come on, Daniel, please.
I don't want you to do this, man.
Hey, boys, let's back up. Let's slowly back up. It's just
Turn
him.
Turn your lights off.
Just him.
Turn them off. Turn it off.
I'm going to go across.
I got you.
Hey, Daniel, my name's... Turn it off!
Daniel, my name's Jacob, okay?
Turn it off!
My name's Jacob, man.
Get them out of the house.
Turn it off! Hey, talk with me, man.
Turn it off!
Talk with me,
fucker!
I tell you what.
Turn it off.
You drop the gun and I'll turn my light off. Okay?
You're doing good, boys.
Listener, did you know your actual age might not be the same as your biological age? That's right. It's not just about your birthday. Your body could be older or younger than you think. That's where True Diagnostics True Age Test comes in. With a simple at-home kit, True Age analyzes hundreds and thousands of markers on your DNA to reveal your true biological age and how fast you're aging compared to normal. 90% of aging is driven by lifestyle and environment, not just genetics, which means knowing the info gives you the power to improve. You also get a breakdown of 75-plus key longevity biomarkers. TrueAge was developed by doctors and scientists from Harvard, Yale, and Duke, drawing on one of the world's largest DNA methylation databases, so these insights are backed by serious science. Along with your results, you'll receive personalized recommendations, basically anti-aging biohacks, tailored to you, to help you improve those numbers and even potentially reverse your biological age over time. It's like getting a roadmap to age better. The TrueAge test is done at home. No doctor visit or big needle. Just a quick and painless finger prick. No vials of blood or awkward urine or stool samples. You send off that tiny sample into a prepaid package. And in about 2 to 3 weeks, you'll get a detailed online report about your aging and health, fast and hassle-free. If you're serious about longevity, or just curious about what your age's real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code Obscura to get 20% off your entire order. This is your chance to take control of your aging, make every year count more for your health. Visit truediagnostic.com and use code Obscura at checkout to get 20% off. Listener, even the smallest step forward can make a big difference in your financial future. When you open a Chime checking account, you're one step closer to a better financial future. With no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, making progress has never been easier. And if you ever want access to your pay before payday, you can use MyPay to get up to $500 off your pay before payday with no mandatory fees or interest. You can learn more at chime.com/obscura. And personally, as someone that's overdrafted in the past, I love their fee-free overdraft. Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. No monthly fees or maintenance fees and over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $30 billion. Make progress towards a better financial future with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC, SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. MyPay eligibility requirements apply. Credit limits range from $20 to $500. $2 fees apply to get funds instantly. Chime checking account required. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. The man retreats back inside. This sends the officers outside into a scramble to find a way inside.
629 to all units. Listen carefully. I'm going to go around to the full side of the house to clear them out.
Everyone out of this house now. Come on.
It's my daughter.
Okay,
my daughter.
It's okay. Go that way.
My daughter.
Go that way.
The wife and daughter of Gish let the officers into the home from the front entrance. The two were taken to safety by one of the responding officers. The daughter was putting on a purple jacket as she walked away. She accidentally drops it, and it's left discarded at the front entrance. Entering the home, we have a change of pace, at least for Obscura. This is not a messy home. There are LED lights backlighting the living room television and providing a small glow all throughout the home. I would describe the residence as comfy. If it wasn't for the belligerent, abusive, and suicidal man screaming, we'd hardly feel at home, wouldn't we, listener? The officer pushes forward, then retreats, then pushes forward, and retreats again. It seems he's looking for a tactical advantage to handle the situation. The belligerent man is now in the garage, his wife outside, trying to talk him down. He runs back into the home, his wife crying out. He runs unknowingly right into the crosshairs of the waiting officer inside, and...
Drop the gun!
The officer shoots the armed man in the hand with his shotgun. This shot disarms the man, who immediately grabs for his wounded wrist. The officer bends over to secure the weapon, a handgun, from the floor next to the injured man, but he can't seem to find it.
Fuck! So we EMS code 3, shot 5. Yeah. Huh? Yes.
I got you.
Oh, I shot out of his hand.
I'm telling him it's okay to approach.
This is what
stop. Find it.
I shot it out of his hand. He went flying.
Right here.
Oh,
nothing.
Got it.
No,
cut
it.
My hand.
It's probably underneath him.
Hey, cut it off. Hey, give me shears.
Hold on, moving.
Where's he hit?
In his wrist.
In his wrist.
Hitting the wrist. Okay. Gun's right here.
All right. Keep it. Step on.
Keep it.
629. Go ahead and cancel tones. Just so it cuts down on the chaos. Start at 620, please.
20 to the location, please.
Already done. Here. Come on, Daniel. Stay with us, okay, buddy?
No, I want to die, but
you know.
That's what I'm
doing.
Sorry, we're trying to let you know.
It's okay.
Good?
I was trying to get the girl out when they came in.
Are you good?
You might be shot.
Daniel Gish was transported to a hospital where he survived. He was charged with wanton endangerment of an officer, a felony charge.
We now know the name of the man shot in the arm by police in the Camp Taylor neighborhood over the weekend.
LMPD responded to a 911 call just after 10:30 Saturday night about a man who was intoxicated and had a gun. The caller told dispatchers the man got in an argument, grabbed the gun, and fired a shot into the floor. Police have identified him as 55-year-old Daniel Gish. When officers got to the scene, they found him in the driveway with a gun to his head. LMPD says when Gish went back into the home, an officer told him to drop the gun. That's when Sergeant Christopher Pedigo fired a shot, hitting Gish in his arm. A neighbor who asked to remain anonymous was home when it all happened.
It was just crazy. It all happened so fast. The mother and the friend came running over here in the driveway. We took them in the house. That's when we heard the gunshot.
LMPD says everyone was able to get out of that house safely and no officers were injured. Gish is still in the hospital and is expected to be okay. Sergeant Pedigo has been placed on paid reassignment per LMPD policy, and we expect body camera video of the incident to be released within 10 business days.
What's disturbing is that, looking through his Facebook page, he looks like a relatively normal guy in his photos, with pictures of he and his wife raising their daughter together. He then progresses, getting a bit more political, with an obsession over guns and a preoccupation of them. He posts less about his daughter and more about the guns. Now, I want to leave you with a small clip of audio I found on his Facebook from one of his videos. It's from a happier time. It's his daughter's chorus performance for Christmas 2011. Just about 30 seconds of it. When you listen to this, listener, it will be hard to believe that this man could have been driven to a potential murder-suicide. He really had it all.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.